Welcome to Sunshine Sisters, an interview segment featuring the women making an impact in St. Petersburg. We're highlighting one of the women helping St. Pete shine from the inside out, Vandana Dhillon. I'm Karen Carmichael. For more than 16 years, Vandana has been guiding yoga and meditation right here in Tampa Bay, helping our community find balance, peace, and connection. These days, you can find her teaching at Awaken to Yoga in the beautiful Sunken Gardens. She's also the founder of St. Pete Yoga Fest and serves as president for the Florida Yoga Teachers Association. Truly a force for wellness and community here in the Sunshine City. Vandana, welcome to Sunshine Sisters.
Well, thank you so much, Karen.
Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, I am from the Midwest. I was actually born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we moved to Madison, Wisconsin when I was about 8 years old. So I grew up in Madison, Wisconsin, and I left there when I was 17 years old. I went off to New York City, the Big Apple.
Oh, well. What brought you to St. Petersburg?
Well, St. Petersburg, New York City is very different than St. Pete, but I did move down to Miami, to Aventura, and I was actually married at the time, and we had a boat business, so we opened up another place here, and we moved over here, and I never looked back. I was a little bit disappointed I was leaving Miami, and now I'm so happy I did.
How long have you been here?
Let's see, I also have to do it by my daughter. She's 19 years old, so 20 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So along the way, you figured out a way to get involved in St. Petersburg, aside from your businesses, right? What inspired you to move into a more community involvement?
Well, I would say it's through my yoga and my involvement at Sunken Gardens. I started teaching there. Awaken to Yoga was born actually at the Unitarian Church on Mirror Lake, and then I moved over to Sunken Gardens, where I've been teaching ever since. And it's through that and the popularity of the yoga there, and then I developed the St. Pete Yoga Fest, and kind of my branching out happened through a lot of my service activities that I did through yoga with my students. So some of those would be like Karma Kitchen, Mother's Kitchen project that I started, that we do now. We still are doing it. I think it's like 15 years now at the Ronald McDonald House West here in St. Petersburg, where we get together and we cook for the parents, the families that are at All Children's. And then I also started a volunteer yoga program at All Children's Hospital, teaching yoga and meditation to the children. I was the head of that and did that for 6 years. So that also just help me meet more people. The yoga festival also, I was doing that. I was fortunate to be able to host that in Sunken Gardens for many years, and now we're trying to even expand it and bring it down into the St. Pete Pier this year.
So what does a typical workday look like for you?
So aside from teaching at Sunken Gardens, I also teach at many other locations. And one of them is Yoga Village in Clearwater. One of them is OM, Meditation and Wellness in Safety Harbor. And then I teach on the beach. I teach where I live, actually. I teach downtown, Journey into Fitness. I teach at several different apartment places. So like, I'm actually a lot of the time kind of running from place to place to teach, because that is how I make my living.
Sure.
And then in the side, I'm also, as a single mom, I'm also helping my daughter. She goes to USF now, so there's less helping, but just rides, situations like that. And then also just being a yogipreneur, which
I haven't heard that one before.
Well, I think it might have just been invented by my friend Tara. But she's like, you're a yogipreneur. And that means that I do a lot of connecting and collaborations with people, whether it's live music or just different things. But I'm also, you know, making content, you know, as all the stuff online now. I make content, I, you know, educate that way. I do retreats around the world, and I'm doing one to Colombia. So there's just a lot of time that goes into, well, first of all, marketing and stuff like that, but also just connecting with other people, like-minded people, and seeing what we can do, how we can share our love and passion for life with other people and joy. And so, yeah, I'm pretty busy.
What do you like about your job?
Well, you know, I'm pretty obsessed with yoga. I'll be the first one to admit that. It is my favorite thing to do and to teach. I have a background in theater, so I was an actor before, but I really feel I can affect more people's lives with yoga and meditation, and then all the things that come with it, sound healing, breath work. So I like that aspect of connecting with people. I also love just kind of being my own boss. So I make my own schedule and I'm able to have more freedom so that I can actually show up for my daughter when I need to. And a lot of that came from being a single parent, like needing to be there for her more.
What advice would you give to someone who is just thinking about, maybe I'll become a yoga teacher?
Well, I would say that if you wanted to a teacher training, and I'm actually embarking on another teacher training myself. It's a different kind of yoga, Kundalini yoga. But it's actually a very strong form of transformation. If you want to really evaluate and look at your life and what's important to you, you're going to go through so much in that teacher training because you really have to look at yourself. And it's not something people really understand before they get involved with it. They think, oh, we're just going to do some exercises. And, you know, it's nothing like that. I mean, if you go to the right teacher training, and there's some really good ones out there, you are going to transform yourself and really take a look at, and it can change your life, completely change your life.
I can tell you, as someone who was not a yoga teacher, takes yoga. Mm-hmm. It takes a certain personality to really resonate with me, I guess.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I can only take classes with certain instructors.
I always tell people when they come to take my class, especially if it's their first time taking yoga, like you really need to take yoga with somebody who resonates with you. Mm-hmm. So if for some reason I do not resonate with you, because I teach it from a very spiritual perspective, then please don't let this influence. Go out, try other teachers. And in fact, I always say when I have substitutes or something, they get exposed to different kinds of teachers. And there's just so much out there. But yeah, it doesn't feel like work for me because I love it so much. And in fact, I've even come to the realization that I would rather be teaching most of the time than doing the regular life stuff. But that's why I've started doing retreats as well, collaborating with other people in different kinds of fields, like mental health. I teach with a doctor, now I teach with an acupuncturist. So there's like all kinds of ways to expand. I've become a sound healer. I've learned shamanic breath work and to be a facilitator for that. Like I mentioned, I'm doing another teacher training at Yoga Village. So like you keep expand, it just expands you as a person. It keeps expanding if you allow it to. And we have something that we call beginner's mind. Like you should never come into a class thinking you know everything, especially as a teacher, because most of the time you're learning from your student. You know, you're absorbing how they're affected, how they're moving. I just did Reiki on a 35-week-old pregnant woman yesterday. I never thought I'd have that experience. Mm-hmm. You're constantly expanding as a yoga teacher. So if you're into that, if you're into wanting to go on a really cool journey, I would say find a good, don't do it online. You have to have that personal connection. You have to have that one-on-one with a teacher. And they're not going to know if you're doing something wrong if you're online. There are plenty of good yoga teacher trainings here in the Tampa Bay area.
Tell us about an accomplishment that you're proud of. Can you narrow it down to like two or three things that you can share with us?
Well, absolutely. I mean, my daughter is my first biggest accomplishment, of course. But I would say as far as work goes, the St. Pete Yoga Fest has really become such a beautiful expression of what yoga is and sharing that with other people and this community. And we're able to give back. That's part of our mission, is to give back through the festival, and a percentage of the sales, the profits from the tickets go to the different charities. And this year we're focusing on three of them. One of them is Mindful Movement, which is an amazing nonprofit here run by Clayton Sizemore. They teach yoga in the schools. They teach several different places for adults and anybody, families. And that's really important to me to be able to make it accessible to everybody. So they're one of the nonprofits we've chosen. And also Infinity, the League to Aid Abused Children and Adults. They help out CASA and Suncoast Medical. And that's important to me, just domestic violence and have my own history there, so it's very personal. And then the last one is the Ronald McDonald House of Charities of Tampa Bay, because I mentioned to you we have that once a month, but we wouldn't be able to do that if they didn't exist. They have many branches now. They have a couple houses. They have one in the hospital itself in All Children's. They just opened another one. It's a really great way because the parents, if you can imagine just being so stressed out because your child's in the hospital, this is a way for them to be able to be there, stay there, be fed a home-cooked meal instead of just cafeteria food or whatever. So it really is a beautiful way. They do a nice job, and it's nice to be a part of that as well. And yeah, when I was teaching, I'm not teaching there right now, but when I was teaching the kids, I remember what Kristen, the director of Child Life, said, "You'll be back," because I had to make a decision to step away from that. I'd done it for so many years as a volunteer, teaching yoga and meditation to the kids. It does, it stays with you because it's such a huge impact that you make on the children, just helping them get through a really challenging time in their life. And I'm still friends with several of them that I knew, you know, that are in different states. Mm-hmm. So I would say those are probably the biggest things that I'm proud to have been a part of. I don't feel like it's all me. It was just coming through me, basically.
So you mentioned making an impact. What have people told you about the impact that you make?
Oh, I get all kinds of things from, you saved my marriage, you changed my life. You know, I see it in the yoga festival and people knowing about that. And nobody really knows that I started that. So it's kind of neat in a way because they're just like, oh, are you going to the... I have people last year ask me if I was going to go to the yoga festival. I was like, yeah, I think I'll be there. I get a lot of students that become teachers, and that's really important to me, that I'm fostering that love for them to also share and become teachers and then share the love of yoga. The way that I encompass the values of yoga has really helped me with raising my daughter, Rain. And so that has been, you know, she's very sweet to me, very appreciative. And, that, you know, of course, that could all change probably a couple of years. But I feel like I've done a pretty good job.
It hasn't changed yet. You're probably okay.
I'm doing okay, right?
She's 19 now, right?
She's 19.
You know, you're in the safe zone.
I'm in the safe zone? Okay, thank you. We didn't really go through any bad teenage years. So but I was like that too. I didn't really rebel until I was a little bit older.
Mm-hmm. So you've been here for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as like a big challenge maybe coming to St. Petersburg 2025, moving forward? What do you think St. Pete is being faced with?
Well, I mean, part of the problem is not so much about St. Pete. It's about the state of Florida and the way, you know, they're trying to kind of ixnay, for a better word, like groups that are like the whole issue with the having to pave over the LGBTQ and the Black Lives Matter. I mean, that's the first thing that came to my mind when I read this question, was just like, you know, this is absolutely going in the wrong direction. And, you know, I know that we can do better. We can stand up more for these groups. And that's very important to me, especially being the mother of a transgender child. Mm-hmm. So I'm willing to stand up for that and to fight for that. Hearing people that I know were moving out of St. Pete because of the political thing. And St. Pete to me has always felt like a really safe bubble. Mm-hmm. And just so that, you know, I also know that it's, you know, it's just crazy everywhere you look in these high rises and everything. I'm just getting worried that we're going to become like a Miami or a South Beach or something. And then we're going to lose that charm. And part of that, you know, losing the artists and stuff. I mean, that's what makes St. Pete so cool. It's funky, you know, it's offbeat and it's accepting. And it's like, so why are we going to let these other influences come in? So that's my biggest concern, that and the raising price of rent, you know, being a renter myself.
Sure. Yeah. That definitely, the cost of housing affects us all.
Yeah. So.
So one of the things I like to ask everyone that I interview towards the end of our interview is, can you recommend a book, a podcast, or a movie for our listeners? All three or just one is fine?
Well, so I really feel like one of the books that has made a big impact on my life and also my daughter's is The Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz. Have you read that?
No, I have not.
Oh, wow. You've got to get
that.
That's
part of the reason why I asked this question.
It's a great book, and it's very simple to read. It, like, literally can read it in a weekend, and it is not a religious book. I would say it's a spiritual book. It's based on the Aztec tradition, but it's very easy to read and easy to apply. It's based on the four agreements, which are: don't take anything personally, always do your best, never make assumptions, and be impeccable with your word.
Wow.
So if you take those four, mm-hmm. I mean, any problem that you feel is coming on, and then you look at those things, you know, usually, I think for me, the hardest one is don't take anything personally, because we tend to take everything personally. Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's not about us, you know, it's usually about the other person. Mm-hmm. So that book, in fact, we're starting a book club, and that's the first book. So I really feel that book is very relatable, like people, and I've taught yoga with the book. I mean, there's so many other amazing books out there, but if I had to pick one, I think that one can resonate with most people. He even wrote another book, The Fifth Agreement, and it's about love. But those four, I feel like, are pretty simple and straightforward and can just help you just in general. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Well, thank you for joining me for Sunshine Sisters.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel really honored that you asked me to be on the show.
I've been speaking with Vandana Dhillon of Awaken to Yoga. You can find Awaken to Yoga at our beautiful Sunken Gardens. She's also the founder of St. Pete Yoga Fest. And if you would like more information about Yoga Fest, you can find it at stpeteyogafest.com, Saturday, November 8th at the St. Petersburg Pier. This is Karen Carmichael.